Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will use this city as a tool of witness in the lives of those who are struggling to live godly for you. I pray that it will bring deliverance and set the captive free. Lord, as it goes beyond the prison walls, the highway and byways, that it will compel those to come unto you. Lord, those that are struggling, that they'll begin to live victoriously. And Lord, when that race is over and it is all finished, Lord, they can come unto you and you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name.
Bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Come on, come on. We can do just a little bit better than that. I think when we begin to think of who he is in our life versus who we are, where he's brought us from, and how he's yet keeping us, I think we owe God a praise right there. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For again, who you are in our life. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We're asking if you would please work with us on today. We really want God to move. And sometimes I think when we think about expediting a service because we have something else going on, I think we sometimes kind of push God out of what he wants to do. So that's not going to be the case today. We're going to believe God. Amen. We're going to get through it and we're going to get everything done that he wants done in this service. If you have your Bibles, we want to look at a couple of passages of scripture. The first one is found in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, verse number 18. And then in the New Testament, Matthew 5, 14 through 16. And if you have your Bibles or your word, however you're reading it these days, whether it's through a tablet or your phone, could we get you to rest on your feet? As it is the custom in this house to give honor and reverence to the Lord. But if you are unable to, we really understand that. Keep your seat, and we know that God knows your situation. So if you allow me to read in your hearing these scriptures as you read them silently, it says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day." And then in the New Testament, in Matthew 5, 14 through 16, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Everybody say, you can't hide it. It says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth it light unto all that are in the house." And verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Eternal God, thank you again for the gathering on this morning. We pray, God, that there's something said or done that will cause the believer, the hearer, whether it be in person or live stream on YouTube, God, or Lord, on Facebook, or even on Anchor Podcast, we pray that whatever the word does today, it will, Lord Jesus, find people's heart convicted, convinced, and ready to serve you. And Lord, if you would, please lend me your anointing, for it's through your anointing, Lord, that all of these things will be accomplished. And if there's any hearers today, whether again, in person or live stream, that has never repented of their sin nor been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins, God, if they have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, today is a great day to do so. And Lord, when all these things are said and done, we'll remember to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. Before you're seated, if you would, please let me go back to verse number 16 of Matthew, the 5th chapter. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." With the remaining time that I'm allotted, I'd like to minister to you from the thought, Let your light so shine. Now do me a favor. If you're standing next to someone or behind you, turn to them and say, neighbor, can you see my light? God bless you. You may be seated. What a question. What a question. Can you see my light? Amen. I think we at all, at some times, we wonder how bright is our light shining? Is it making a difference? Well, brothers and sisters, guests and or visitors, I want you to know if you are letting your light shine, people are noticing. People are seeing it. So let me just go back to Matthew 5, 14 through 16, our original text, and let's just look at it and talk about it for a moment. It says, ye are the light of the world. Now, that's personal. That's talking about you, not the person next to you, the person behind you or in front of you. It's not hubby, it's not wifey, it's not children, but it's talking to you. It says, ye are the light of the world. Then he goes on to say, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Everybody said, you can't hide it. You see, many of the cities of Judea were placed on a summit or on a mountain side, and they could be seen afar off. And perhaps Jesus took this time to make this live to his disciples. So he said to them that they were like that. Their actions could not be hid. The eyes of the world were upon them. I told you, the observers are watching. So he was making a strong case that you're this light, and no matter what's going on in the world today, your light has to shine, and you cannot be hid. They must be seen. We've got to be seen as believers. It's one thing to be heard, but it's another thing to be seen. Matter of fact, your life should speak so loudly that they have to have some earplugs. Wouldn't that be something? Your light is shining so brightly. Your life is sending such a message that they can't help but hear it. So he said, you're going to be seen. The world is watching you. And this is the case. And because that's the case, guess what? You ought to be holy. You know why? Because he is. You should be harmless. Wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. And we should be undefiled, meaning without spot or wrinkle. In verse 15, he says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. You see, that bushel represents a covering. But why? Just think about it. Why would you take and light a candle and you don't want it to be seen? He said, you can't hide it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick. You see, that candlestick represented a portable light, if you please, like a lantern, that it can go from room to room, lighting up the place. And it giveth light unto all, everybody say all, unto all that are in the house. There's not one person in your household that should not know that you're a believer. Then he says again, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I want to put the emphasis again on the fact that this is a personal light. It's your light. You are the one responsible to have it at its brightest point. You are the one that has to make the difference wherever you are. Let the light which is within you shine, that your family, your friends, your co-workers, the world at large can see your good works and glorify your Father, which art in heaven. Bruh, sis, guests and or visitors, this is a description of the life of the believer. Somebody say, I'm a believer. We're talking about you. Their life is likened unto the early morning sun. As the day goes on, it gets brighter and brighter. However, let's not forget, that's not how it started out. It kind of reminds me of that three-way light bulb that we all use now in our houses to light up our homes. It has three levels. How many levels does it have?
Three.
It has three levels of brightness: low, medium, and high. It starts out low, then medium, and then the ultimate brightness is high. In some cases, you know what? That reminds us how we are with our walk in Christ. God knows the pathway of the believer. Somebody say, He knows.
He knows.
He knows which way I go. He directs and leads me. So He knows the pathway of the believer is like a shining light. It glows and glows until a perfect day when all have. Now, let me ask you a question. We have, but I still need to ask the question. Have you experienced all three levels? Brothers and sisters, we have experienced different levels of glory, or should I say brightness, in our walk with Christ. So now, just allow me to, again, to defer back to the three-way light bulb to illustrate the believer's levels of brightness. The first one. As a babe in Christ, I'm quite sure all of us can go back into our memory banks and remember when you were a babe in Christ. As babes in Christ, we may start out with a light, but it's low. Somebody say, why? I'm glad you asked, because we're walking in all of the light that we know. We're not versed yet in the Bible. We don't know all of the word yet. We still need to understand this. We're on the milk of the Word of God. All that we had to stand on back then was our testimony, and it was fired up. We would tell people how God saved us and delivered us, because that's all we knew at that time. However, as we began to grow in the grace of God and become more and more knowledgeable in the Word of God, we find ourselves with our light becoming more brighter. We're now at that place of the middle brightness. However, there's the last level, which I want to talk about. We get to that last level because now we become mature Christians. You're an older saint now. You've matured in the Word of God. We're no longer on the milk of the Word of God, but now we're able to digest the meat of the Word of God. Now we begin to operate at the highest level of brightness. It's at this level, brothers and sisters, which causes those who are walking in darkness to notice our light and how bright it is. And I'm quite sure many of us, we can go back to where there were people that we hadn't seen in a while. They hadn't seen us since we've been saved, but they understood there's something different about you, man. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something. What's happening is your light now is becoming bright, and they understand it. Now we are to introduce them to the light that shineth in us, which is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
You see, Jesus now has commissioned you and I to be the light of the world. While Jesus was on this earth, He declared that He was the light of the world. Now He's passed the torch to you, and me. He passed the torch on to us, and if we are to follow Him, we should not walk in darkness, but in His marvelous light. That's why Christians, it's imperative, bruh, sis, it's imperative as a believer to let your light so shine, because we are the reflection of our Heavenly Father. We reflect His love. I'm telling you right now, people ought to see the love of Jesus in you. Because we are to reflect his mercy. Bruh, sis, we got to have a little bit more mercy on folk because he had mercy on us. And then we ought to have compassion. Somebody say compassion. Please, let's not forget, it wasn't too long ago when you were out there and you were doing you. And you know how you did it. You was wild. You did every and anything you wanted to. Now, when those folk come in the door, they're you in the past. So can you please, sir, ma'am, have some compassion? Because we are to reflect his love. We are to reflect his mercy. We are to reflect his compassion. And how do we do it? By dispersing it into the world so that men, women, boys, and girls can see the witness of our light and how that our shining light can lead them and bring them out of darkness and into the Lord's marvelous light. Let your light so shine. Brothers and sisters, you are the light of the world. If you could realize what a great responsibility you have, what we have, but this is individual now. I'm not talking about New Life Ministries of Aiken. I'm not talking about the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. It says, ye are the light of the world. You are now the light of the world. The world doesn't need to hear another sermon. They're tired of hearing a sermon. They want to see what one looks like lived out. They want to see a demonstration of how light can affect and impact the darkness that they're presently living in. Amen. The light of that shows up. And when it does, it brings people to a point of repentance. The light that God gives us is able to pierce through the darkest heart by the word of God, which acts as our lamp. The Bible said the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We are witnesses of it, illuminating the heart of a sinner by using the light of the word of God to bring them into the knowledge of the truth. Let your light so shine so that person who is contemplating suicide will realize there is hope. Somebody say there is hope. And that there is a better way. And that way is, talk back to me, is Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Let your light so shine so that those who are in prison can experience freedom even while incarcerated. You know why? Because he whom the Son has set free is free in. I wish y'all talk back to me. Let your light so shine so that the woman who is about to abort her child will choose to give it life and not death. Jesus is about life and that more abundantly. We must turn up the light. Somebody say, I got to turn up my light. We got to turn up the light in our lives so that we can impact our neighborhoods, our workplaces, our schools, our cities, our counties, our states. I'm talking about the world at large. The light of the world. You know, the light of the world denotes sun. When you get a chance to look at John 11:19, it says, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. The sun renders objects visible, meaning you can see them. It shows their form, and I might add their true form, their beauties, and their deformities. See, that's what light does. Church, we have our work cut out for us. Oh, yes, we do. We are the light of the world. It's time to let your light so shine. Somebody say, turn it up.
Turn it up.
and turn it on. Listen, I want y'all to do me a favor. Everybody got a cell phone. Take out your cell phone. It's permitted. And on every cell phone, there should be, if I'm not mistaken, a flashlight. I'm going to show you something. Ushers, do me a favor. Cut out the four rear light, shut the door, and cut off the light when I tell you to, because I don't want nobody to be spooked. Now, what I want you to do is don't turn on your flashlight yet. Deke, do me a favor. Cut out the lights. Now, this is just one light. But if I could get everybody, ye are the light of the world. If I could get everybody's light to come on. You see how darkness had to dissipate? You see how darkness had to leave the room? Why? Because ye are the light of the world. You're lighting up the area that you're in. Amen. And now instead of it being dark, it's light. Come on. I need you to get that visual. How just one light does something, but what happens when all of us let our light shine? What happens when all of us are doing what we ought to do? In my closing, brothers and sisters, our opportunity to shine are limitless. They surround us each day. Every day, there's an opportunity to let your light shine. As we follow the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we will be light in the lives of those around us, whether it be our own family members, our friends, or even a total stranger. We can be a light to the world. And I just gave you an example how. Cut off the lights and turn the light switch of your light on. And all of a sudden, a dark room is illuminated and is full of light. Guess what? When we do that, we're being examples of righteousness, and we can help light up increasingly a dark world. Can I get you to stand? Ye are the light of the world. Now, I asked you earlier to ask you to turn to your neighbor and ask them, could they see your light? Now, I just want you to internalize that question. And as a rhetorical question, ask that to yourself. Is my light being seen? Do people know I'm a Christian? Or are you one of those secret agent Christians? You know? You don't want nobody to know, keeping it on the down low. Are you letting your light shine at the maximum? You're no longer a babe in Christ. That's that low level stuff. You're past the medium because you've got word upon word upon word. Now you should operate at the ultimate brightness. That when people see you, and listen, this is the truth. Remember that series called Dragnet? They used to put on there, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. So I'm not gonna give no names. But do you realize that people know when your light shines that you're a Christian? An incident happened yesterday where there were some words and some things said, and the one lady said to the other lady, you know what? You're a Christian. The other lady walked away, kind of pondered it a while. And she went back to the lady and said, let me ask you a question. How did you know I was a Christian? She said, because the Spirit in you is discerned by the Spirit in me. You see, when we are the light, our light affects people. It can change people. It can bring people out of darkness into his marvelous light. Brothers and sisters, you're here. I'm looking at you. You're in person. Now, YouTube, Facebook, I can't see you. But I wonder if you're asking yourself that same question. Am I letting my light shine? And if so, how bright is it? The altar is open. The altar is open for anyone that wants to do a light check, that wants to come down and say, Lord, I'm not at that maximum capacity. Can you help me to let my light shine? With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, Father, we come before you and we are honest. We're honest today that our light hadn't been what it should be. We haven't, Lord, always been that brilliant, ultimate light in our family. We get on family gatherings, and instead of letting our light shine, we blend in with family members, and we want to do and say what they do. Maybe you're here and you recognize that the light that you have is not what it ought to be because of choices that you're making, that you're putting it under a bushel, a covering. Maybe you're that one that says, you know, Lord, I'm not quite operating at 100 watt yet, but here I am, just as I am. I'm ready to confess to you. I need you to help me to be that bright light.
Thank you, Father. I gotta give you thanks. Because, Lord, everything that you have done, I didn't look at it now. I thank you, Lord, for the release of every chain. Everywhere I go, God, I gotta give you praise. Because you have heard my cry. We have been smothered by the grace of God, and it has brought us joy. Therefore, Lord, we was able to make a joyful noise in this city. We have learned to forgive, and with that in mind, God, I just can't stop praising you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen.